Sawyer, would you like to come up for the children's message? Or since you're the only one, do you want to stay in your seat? It's up to you. You want to come forward? Okay. Good morning. Well, first, I realized that I forgot to mention the birthdays, so would you help me pray for the people with birthdays this week? We have Mary Malone, Brandy Conrad, Anderson Conrad. So let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Sawyer, have you ever fallen down and gotten scrapes or cuts or some kind of big boo-boo on your arms or knees? No? Well, let's suppose that someone did. Let's say they fell down and, golly, they really scuffed up their knee. Do you know what you would do to take care of that knee?
Help people.
You would help them? Yeah, and these days we've got things like rubbing alcohol or hydrogen peroxide, which we'd first pour on that knee to clean out all the germs and all the dirt from that fall. Now, if you've never had any scrapes, you probably don't know that rubbing alcohol really hurts if you put it on a scrape, because it's working so hard to clean out all the germs and all of the dirt. Hydrogen peroxide hurts a little bit less, but it bubbles up in kind of a funny way. But before you can put a bandage on a wound or an injury, you have to clean it up, because as it's healing, you don't want some kind of infection to get in there and kind of make it worse. Well, in Jesus' time, when Jesus was alive, they actually didn't have rubbing alcohol or hydrogen peroxide, and they didn't even have band-aids like we do. They would take rags and tie rags around injuries. But to clean wounds, they would actually use wine, kind of like the wine we have at communion. And so in the story I just read, there was a man who got really hurt, and the kind man who helped him, he put wine and oil on his injuries to help clean them out. And I thought that was really interesting. Now, back in Jesus' time, wine had a lot higher alcohol content than it does now, almost 11%, which is really high. But that's why it could help clean out those wounds. So it disinfected all of the germs and all of the dirt and helped prevent some kind of infection. And so I was thinking about wine, because in worship, we also have wine for communion. And actually, God's desire for us when we take communion is for wine to kind of be like a healing balm for our souls, like a medicine for our souls, just like it was for the man in the story whose wound, whose cut, whose scrape needed some cleaning and some healing. And so when we take wine to drink or grape juice at communion, because it has Jesus's love and presence in it, that wine or grape juice also has the power to help heal our souls. So if there are old injuries in our soul, or if there are old boo-boos or wounds or hurts, the wine and the juice, because of Jesus's love when it goes into our bodies, can help heal those wounds and those hurts, that it can help to clean out some of the junk that gets stored up in our souls that can hurt us, and clean that out and help to heal us. So maybe when you come forward for communion today or any Sunday and you drink that grape juice or wine, you can think about how God can use that wine to help heal our souls. And if you find yourself having your soul hurt, or if you've got a wound inside of yourself, come to communion and let God heal that for you. Let's pray together. Good morning, God. Thank you for today. And thank you for Jesus's love. When we come to communion today, help us to remember that the wine or juice has the power to help heal our souls. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming up today. I really appreciate it. You can go back to your seat.